Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. This is Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com. And I am Brother Grant introducing today's teaching, The Seven I Ams of Jesus. I want to welcome you to Church Lady Now and thank you for joining us. We're a Christian Blog Talk Radio program. This program is designed to help us know the God that we serve through Bible study. Last week, we taught on Yahweh, which means, in the Greek language, I am, or it is I. We learned that God referred to himself as I am, and our foundation scripture was found in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 14, which reads, "And Moses said, being told by God, I am who I am. Thus, you shall say to the children of Israel, I am sent me to you." Here God identifies himself, I am who I am. And this self-description helps his nature, his character, and his attributes. Yahweh is related to the Hebrew name to be or absolute. Yahweh can also be translated to mean Lord or Jehovah. And this week we're going to take a look at the same topic, I am, and cross over from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Here the personal application and relationship with I am is available to us all through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now before we begin today's teaching on the seven I ams of Jesus, I want to tell you a little bit about Church Lady Ministries. Church Lady Now has been broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com since 2013, and to date we have 125 Spirit-filled Bible teachings available to you. You can go into our library at any time and listen to all our past programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and we continually are growing in our understanding and relationship with God. Therefore, we invite you to join us on this journey to know God. To help you access our most recent program, we've placed Church Lady Now ads on our Facebook pages, which are Church Lady Ministries and Artist Oliver Church Lady. Now, each ad contains a white arrow in the center of the ad, and you click on the arrow, and the link will take you directly to the teaching on blogtalkradio.com. Or you can go to the blogtalkradio.com and then type Church Lady Now in the search box. Click enter, and you will then be able to go to our Blog Talk Radio page. Scroll down the page past the paid advertisement, and you will see all of our programs by date. Or you can go to the internet, and you can type Church Lady Now in the search box and go directly into our radio blog. So all these links lead directly to Church Lady, Church Lady Ministries, Church Lady Now. So for those of you who are visual learners, we also have some video teachings on YouTube clips. The teaching clips are from our former outreach at the Seattle Union Gospel Mission, and you can find us on YouTube in the search box by typing Artist Oliver Church Lady to access many lively video clips. The video sound is a little loud because we were at the Union Gospel Mission ministering to homeless people, and so we had to have some microphones to project. So turn down the volume and enjoy the powerful teachings. Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry, which means all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible, and you can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and to help the less fortunate. Our ministry, in brief, is we do two things. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate, which includes homeless people on the street, as well as men, women, and children in our homeless shelters, and women and children in domestic violence shelters and children in third world countries. Church Lady Ministries is a member in good standing with Grace Covenant Fellowship International. We are called to present the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound, that is Isaiah 61:1. Now, the church lady, Artis Oliver, she's the Northwest leading practical Bible teacher and an international evangelist with prophetic anointing to help people develop their own relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the Holy Spirit. Minister Artis Oliver, also known as Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. In addition, she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, you can contact us many ways. We have Facebook, Artis Oliver Church Lady, Church Lady Ministries. You can contact us through blogtalkradio.com. You can always call us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., or anytime you want to call. You can also email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. That's churchladyministries@gmail.com. Now, in the Gospel of John, Jesus describes himself as I am. And this is a clear parallel to our study last week where God described himself to Moses as I am. In John chapter 6, Jesus says that he is the bread of life three times. Jesus says, I am heavenly bread, the source of life. Anything outside of me is a substitute. And after Jesus tells us who he is, he invites us to believe in him. Today, our focus is the seven I ams of Jesus. In the book of John, chapter 8, verse 58, Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Was means before Abraham was born, I was. Now, this means that Abraham's life had a beginning, as compared to Jesus' claim that I am without beginning. Now, that I have stirred up your emotional and spiritual appetite. So let's welcome the church lady to continue today's teachings on the seven I ams of Jesus. So, as we always say, good afternoon, church lady.
And good afternoon, Brother Grant. Thank you for that awesome precursor to today's teaching. And I must say, I am excited. I'm excited about a deeper understanding of the oneness of God. Jesus said that I and my Father are one. Our foundation scripture for today comes from the book of John, chapter 10, verse 30. Where Jesus is saying, I and my Father are one. This is Jesus talking. This is written in red letters in our Bible. I and my Father are one. Let's go to the end of John chapter 10, verse 28 and 29. Verse 28 and 29, as they're concluding, say almost the same thing. Check this out. 28 says, snatch them out of my hand. That's Jesus talking. 29 says, snatch them out of my Father's hand. That's God talking. And then it's followed by verse 30, which is our foundation scripture. You see, I'm getting excited. Okay, this is so good. I'm getting excited. Okay, so verse 30 says that I and my Father are one. Did you catch that? Okay, 28 says, snatch them out of my hand. That's Jesus. And then 29 says, snatched them out of my Father's hand. That's God. And then 30 says, I and my Father are one. So nobody can snatch us out of Jesus' hand. Nobody can snatch us out of God's hand because those hands are one hand. Jesus and God are one. They're one and the same. The Son of God is God. Now, with that in mind, let's look at the seven I Ams of Jesus, which are I am the bread of life, John 6:35. I am the light of the world, John 8:12. I am the door, John 10:9. I am the good shepherd, John 10:11-14. I am the resurrection and the life, John 11:5. I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. We're talking about I am. And the first time the Bible records that the phrase I am is used is in the book of Exodus, where Moses is talking to God, or God is talking to Moses. And God describes himself as I am. Tell them I am who I am. And so now here we are, the New Testament. Here we are, the New Testament church, the New Testament people. And Jesus is saying the exact same thing in the New Testament that God said in the Old Testament. Jesus is saying, I am, as a self-description. Now, the first I am is listed in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 35. And Jesus is saying that he is the bread of life. He is the word of God. And that he reveals God to men. That he reveals God to men by teaching eternal truths, which are spirit. Natural bread satisfies natural hunger. Spiritual bread satisfies spiritual hunger. Now, the desire to eat is prompted by hunger. So, likewise, the desire for spiritual food is prompted by hunger. When we are hungry for the bread of life, when we are hungry for Jesus, there is a spiritual food available to us to give us strength and to refresh us in times of weariness. The bread of life is the principle of life. Matthew 5:6, he who is hungry and thirsty will be filled. So when we're spiritually hungry, when we're spiritually thirsty, the word of God says that we will be filled. The second I am, Jesus declares himself to be light. And he appealed to the witness of the Father, of Father God, and himself. That's John 8:12-20. Now, at the end of chapter 7 in John, the people were inquiring about the identity of Jesus. And it was on the eve of a festival. And on each of the five nights of the festival, there was an illumination in the court of the temple. And there was celebration, rejoicing, and dancing. And there were four large golden candelabras that shed light through the whole city. Light through the whole city. And the people danced, and they sang, and they played music until daybreak. And at daybreak, they formed a procession. And they were reminded of their ancestors who had spent time in the wilderness. And they were reminded that while the ancestors were in the wilderness, that God provided a light, a pillar of fire to guide his people through the wilderness. So here Jesus is saying to us that I am the light of the world. Jesus is saying to us that he is the greater light, that he will illuminate our way. Just like he and the Father did for our Christian forefathers. Jesus says that there is a light whose rays will illuminate. Check this out now. There's a light whose rays will illuminate not only in the temple, that is, not only in the church, not only in the synagogue, but a light that will illuminate to the world. And that light is Jesus. Jesus says that I am the light of the world. The second I am is I am the door. That's John 10:9. Jesus said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture. When he says that he is the door, Jesus is saying that he is the protector of the sheep. That entering through the door of Jesus provides a protection. Entering the door of Jesus provides abundant life and provision. Jesus said, I am the door. That's John 10:10. The third I am is, I am the good shepherd. That's John 10:11-4. The word good means that which is fair and is, in a physical sense, that which is own excellent nature. And in a moral sense, that which is beautiful and noble. Jesus is the shepherd who is good. He is the shepherd who is beautiful. He is the shepherd who is noble. Jesus fulfills every good thing, every good guidance, every good support. Jesus is a good shepherd. And see, a shepherd gives his life for his sheep. Remember David? He rescued the lamb of his father's flock from the mouth of a lion and from the mouth of a bear. That's 1 Samuel 17:34-37. Sacrifice is part of being a good shepherd. Sacrifice is part of being a good shepherd. His life for the sheep, the life of Jesus for us. He laid down, he gave his life for the sheep. Jesus laid down his life for us. The good shepherd also communicates with the sheep. Now this is good, because see, the sheep know the shepherd's voice, because they have part of his nature in them. Jesus describes this relationship in the likeness of his relationship with the Father. Can you imagine having an intimate relationship with Jesus like he has with the Father? He wants that for us. He wants to have that with us. Jesus, our shepherd, wants us to know his voice, to know his heart. The fifth I am is, I am the resurrection and the life. John 11:25. The scripture says that Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now here Jesus is talking about Lazarus. The story of Lazarus. And he's talking to Mary, Lazarus' sister. And you may recall that Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Jesus taught Mary that the resurrection is to be thought of as a person. Because Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. So Jesus is saying that I am resurrection. Resurrection is a person. And that is to be thought of in the present tense. He didn't say, I will be. He did not say, I was. He said, I am. Well, Jesus is saying that he is resurrection now. And beside him, there is none. I am the resurrection, a present life. And not simply a life in the last days. Jesus is our resurrection now. Is there something that you need to have resurrected? That you need to be resurrected? In the same sense in which he has declared himself to be the bread of life, Jesus is supplying every need of spiritual thirst and hunger. He declares himself to be the resurrection, revealing in his own person all that we need. All that we need. In him. Jesus demonstrates that the physical death does not override the spiritual life. The giver of life calls Lazarus forth from death. And Lazarus returned. Lazarus was resurrected and brought back to life. The sixth I am of Jesus is, I am the way and the truth and the life. That's John 14:6. So Jesus is saying that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. We're talking about the I am of Jesus. Now from this verse, Jesus teaches us the only way to God is through him. The thought of Jesus being the only way which men can come to the Father is the reverse side of the thought that in him the Father is revealed in men. He himself is eternal truth. He himself is the source of eternal life. We're talking about Jesus. To receive the truth and the life revealed in the presence of the Son, we must accept Jesus as our Savior. Through Jesus, we have access to God. Through Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come into the Father except by Jesus. And finally, the last I am of Jesus. Jesus says that I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. That's John 15:1-5. Here Jesus is saying that I'm the truth, I'm the real deal. When we have a relationship with Jesus, we, you and I, are connected to the vine. And what the true vine does is connect the branch to the food source. Jesus is our real vine. He is our spiritual food source. Now, in order for us to bear fruit, we must be connected to Jesus. That is, we must have a relationship with Jesus. Now, the verse continues with, and my Father is the husbandman, the owner of the vine who cultivates and trains it. That is, God is the owner of the vine. God cultivates and God trains. Jesus is the vine. And he said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. That's us. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. That is true relationship. I am the vine, you are the branches. The fruitful branches represent men and women who abide in Jesus. Because Jesus says that without him, we can do nothing. There is a fruitfulness for men and women who abide in Christ. It is he and only he who brings forth fruit. In summary, today we've looked at I am, which is the self-description that God gave to Moses of himself and the description that Jesus is giving to us of himself. From our teaching, we know that the Son and the Father are one. In the Gospel of John, Jesus describes himself as I am. This is a clear parallel to our study last week, where God described himself to Moses as the I am. In the book of John, chapter 6, Jesus said that he is the bread of life. Jesus said, I am heavenly bread, the true source. Anything outside of me is a substitute. And after Jesus tells us who he is, he invites us to believe in him. Today is our day to renew our faith in Jesus. Not in word, but in deed. He has bread that will give us life. Jesus will light the way and give us direction. He is the door of protection. He is the good shepherd who has already laid down his life for us. Through Jesus, we have resurrection and life. We are no longer dead to sin. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and he wants to have a relationship with us. Through our relationship with Jesus, we will bear fruit that pleases unto God. Jesus and the Father are one. Jesus and the Father are the I am. Time went by so quickly today. I want to thank you for joining us for Church Lady Now. And now let's go back to Brother Grant for our closing prayer.
Well, wow, that was really something with the seven I Ams. I thought you did a wonderful presentation. And listeners, we want to thank you with our perpetual prayer, which the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Now that is Numbers 6:24. And with that, we say amen. Now please follow us on our Facebook pages, which are Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries, where you can like and follow us and receive our information. You can also like and follow us on blogtalkradio.com. Or as I said, if you want to email us, you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. Now this is Brother Grant saying good evening and God bless you until we meet again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time for another awesome teaching by the Church Lady. Happy day.